On today's show, the VW crisis is starting to drag others into the mess. Apple accelerates its car efforts, and Nissan unveils the new Altima. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for September 23rd of 2015. You know, usually there's a lull after a storm, but not with the Volkswagen scandal. The fallout is rippling out across the world. Germany, Canada, France, South Korea, and Italy opened their own investigations, as did various states in the United States. This will undoubtedly lead to more fines and lawsuits. Supplier companies that do a lot of business with VW are also being dragged into the mess. Magna, which gets 11% of its revenue from VW business, saw its stock drop nearly 5% yesterday. The Robert Bosch Company is another big supplier to VW, especially in diesel emissions equipment, but it is a privately held company, so it doesn't have to worry about its stock price, but will have to worry about future business with Volkswagen. And while VW stock was up 5% in early trading today, Bloomberg reports that charities, foundations, and churches called one money manager demanding that he dump their shares in VW. Another is dumping his shares in Porsche because it's the largest shareholder in Volkswagen. Meanwhile, VW CEO Martin Winterkorn is coming under increasing pressure to resign. Remember, at the time that the company was devising a software program to cheat on emissions testing, Winterkorn was the board member in charge of technical development at the Volkswagen brand. There's a full board of directors meeting this Friday, and we'll likely learn whether or not Mr. Winterkorn still has their backing. Coming up next, looks like Apple is coming out with an electric car after all.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires. Your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. And by Pure Michigan, leading the automotive world in intelligent connected vehicles. We run on brain power.
There's been a lot of debate over whether or not Apple is serious about coming out with its own car. But the Wall Street Journal reports the company is definitely coming out with an electric car. The Journal reports the tech giant is aiming to come out with an electric car by 2019. Earlier in the year, it was rumored that Apple was working on an autonomous car, but the Journal says that's part of its long-term goals. The company currently has 600 people working on the car, but project leaders have been given the go-ahead to triple that amount. Volvo Buses and the city of Gothenburg, Sweden, have come up with a unique promotion to get more people to use its new electric bus route called Electricity. They've recruited popular musicians in the country to perform on buses and are calling it the Silent Bus Sessions. Not only do the artists perform songs for unsuspecting passengers, music videos of the performances are being put up on YouTube. Two videos from singer Sainabo Say were just released, and a new set of videos with a different musician will come out later this week. Who knows if it will attract more people to use the route, but it is a pretty cool idea. Still to come, Nissan updates the Altima, and over-the-air updates can actually simplify manufacturing. Nissan unveiled the refreshed 2016 Altima yesterday, but this wasn't just your average refresh. To help tie the automaker's best-selling vehicle in with its other new vehicles, everything from the A-pillar forward is new. This includes the boomerang-shaped headlights and V-motion grille, which I believe is the best application of it to date. The reworked body panels, along with active grille shutters and underbody panels, help to improve aerodynamics by 10%. Improvements to the interior are a little more subtle, but the most noticeable change comes in the form of cleaner-looking infotainment and HVAC controls. Also new for 2016 is a sport-oriented SR model. Its highlights include paddle shifters, bigger stabilizer bars, revised damper tuning, larger wheels, a rear spoiler, and smoked headlight housings. The new 2016 Altima is scheduled to go on sale in November. We're all familiar with getting over-the-air updates for our phone or computer, but a company called Movimento has developed similar technology for cars. It has a lot of potential to help get more recalled cars repaired, but it can also make manufacturing easier. There are many different build combinations in an assembly plant. A certain model can have several different engine or transmission choices that need their own computer module. On Autoline this week, Ben Hoffman, the CEO of Movimento, said, and I quote, "What might be 40, 50, 60 different variations that if you don't have this just-in-time software capability, you're manually tracking that inventory and expecting the people as part of the assembly to pick the right ones." With Movimento's technology, computers can have their software loaded over the air, right as a vehicle is coming down the assembly line. So instead of having dozens of different computers with preloaded software to keep track of, you just have to install a computer and make sure it has the proper update. Hey, don't forget to tune in to Autoline After Hours tomorrow. John and Gary are going to dissect the VW scandal and recreate the likely steps that VW took to develop software that could cheat on emissions testing. That's tomorrow afternoon starting at 3 p.m. Eastern Time at Autoline.tv. That wraps up today's report. Thank you for watching.